From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The first primary election of the season, voters from both major U.S. political parties and some uncommitted to either formed long lines at polling stations in New Hampshire Tuesday, voting for delegates committed to one of the many candidates running for president. In early returns, the leaders so far, Donald Trump for the Republicans and Bernie Sanders for the Democrats, no surprises there. The U.S. spy chief told Congress Tuesday that North Korea has restarted a plutonium reactor that could provide fuel for nuclear weapons.
Pyongyang continues to produce fissile material and develop a submarine-launched ballistic missile. It is also committed to developing a long-range nuclear-armed missile that's capable of posing a direct threat to the United States, although the system has not been flight-tested.
That's Director of National Intelligence James Clapper. He says the North has been operating the reactor long enough that it could capture the plutonium from the reactor's spent fuel within weeks or months. In his annual assessment of worldwide threats, Clapper also told the Senate Armed Services Committee that Islamic militants will continue to plot against U.S. targets overseas. For the first time since August 2013, forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are within 25 kilometers of the Turkish border in northern Syria. They continue to press a Russian-backed offensive that is said to be throwing rebel forces into disarray. The International Organization for Migration says 409 fatalities have been recorded among migrants trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea in the first 6 weeks of 2016. An IOM statement on its website says the number of new arrivals has passed the 76,000 mark. That's nearly 2,000 per day. This is VOA News.